We are praying and we are hitting 7 hours, isn't it? So the 1st January is our last day, isn't it? Oh, isn't it? How about your pastor? Your pastor. And then we are praying. Okay, it's about encouragement, isn't it? Yeah. So in case you are not being something, we'll do so. Tell me about Wilson. Amen. Oh, amen. Let's all try to be. See, when Apostle, when Samuel told Saul, go and kill everything, I get to the point. Saul was supposed to obey. You see, what Saul didn't understand is that he didn't know that Moses of years ago has stood on the mountain alone, tired, the whole 24 hours with his hands lifted. And then the Lord declared that there's going to be a perpetual war between the Amalekites and Israelites. I get to the point. So Saul didn't know that history. But he didn't know what he was supposed to obey anyway. He said, go and kill everything in the land. Because there have been a war, there have been a conflict, and I, the Lord, have covenanted that I'm going to war against these people from generation to generation. But he didn't understand. He didn't even believe. He went and did his own thing. Bible says that when he came, Samuel said, the Lord was about to establish your kingdom forever. But the Lord who chose him, I can tell you. It was God who chose up, and then he told us the Lord was about to establish your kingdom forever. But because of this, I have chosen another man, a man after my own heart, to speak in your place. The heart of disobedience has caused Saul and his own limit. Disobedience. Hallelujah. Hardness of heart. Dullness of ears. You don't want to hear instructions. You don't want to hear teaching, preaching. We are fasting. We are praying 3 hours. Challenge, do so. If you don't understand why you should pray 3 hours, and challenge, just because you must obey, just do it. You have no idea of what that will do for you. Hallelujah. Amen. So please, because of that, David had chosen over Saul. He said, I have found a man after my own heart. Because Saul was after his own heart too. And then someone along the line, disobedient. And then his kingdom that was supposed to be established forever went away. Hallelujah. May we obey in the name of Jesus. As we fast and as we pray 3 hours. Hallelujah. And you must pray 6 hours on the day you were born, isn't it? Yeah. What is it for me on Wednesday? I started at 12 a.m. All my coffee got free that night. Because I need to be 6 hours. I have to do my normal 3 hours and do my Wednesday 3 hours also. Hallelujah. I have to pray at 6 a.m. And then after that, I'm supposed to eat. You can't eat after 6. You know that. But the day you were born, you are doing 6 hours of prayer. And then also 6 to 6. Come and see me in the hospital. I'll go and come. I want the time. And then the Lord was in work of God. I'm a man of God, man of God. I'm an angel of God. That's what Bible says. Jesus Christ is a one who said he was suffered and he was tempted at every point. So Christ, when he became a man, also went through the same. He became afraid. Everything that we went through, he went through nothing. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. So let's try and do some. Look, by 6 o'clock, I was at the 6:50. Tell me, Shaka.
You know, Woo! Love you. Ah!
people want a job, don't look at, don't abuse the devil. Want a job, God is giving you a job right now. You understand? Don't come, people come before now. I'm a
Joe!
yoke is destroyed. In the name of Jesus.
Forever, sons of God.
You are blessed beyond this we get with maximum. You are blessed beyond boundaries. You are blessed beyond boundaries. Your blessing has no bounds. It has no bounds. You are blessed for this anointing. You are blessed. You are blessed. You cannot but be blessed. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
benefits. Yes, if you are here, you don't know Jesus, you are not born again. You want to be born again, lift up your hands. What is it, Pastor? I was invited. I'm not born again. I want to be born again. Just lift up your hands right now. Jesus wants to save you. He wants you to be born again. He wants you to be blessed. Just lift up your hands right now. And Jesus will come and stay in your life. Don't look at anybody. Don't feel shy at all. You are the one Jesus is talking to right now. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. When you say, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to be a believer. Lift up your hands. And I'll pray with you right now. And Christ will come into your life. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me, for writing my name in the book of life, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, sit down. We are finished church. So we are going to pray. Isn't it? We want to finish our fasting hours, fasting prayer hours, isn't it? Or isn't it? Come and do the announcement, and then we'll finish. Take a mic, give the announcement. Fast.
The announcements for the week. This Wednesday we meet from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Amen. And on Thursday, prayer warriors will meet from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. to pray and intercede.
And no. We never have stopped those things. It's prayers. This week is prayers. So don't go and pray for now.
Okay. This, because of the fasting and the prayers, we meet every day,
yeah,
every evening from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
That's right.
And in Tamale North, they also meet, they have 8 to 10, 10 to 12, 12 to 2. So you can meet there for your 2 hours, and when it's 6, you come and add the 1 hour to us so that you get your 3 hours. But take notice, if you have not finished your prayers by 6, you cannot eat unless you finish all your prayers before you can eat.
Absolutely.
Amen. We'll be having a general all night on Friday, amen, from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. So when you come to the general all night, you have your 6 hours too. So if you follow it orderly, by the time we complete the 21 days, we even have more than your 70 hours of prayer, amen. On 23rd of February, Bishop Saki will have a convention with Bishop Saki at Apache. So take notice. The founding bishops of Lighthouse Chapel. So we thank God for that day, and it will be a really blessing. It will be a blessing indeed. Amen. That is the announcement for the week. This is a prayer bomb to support us for the fasting and prayers. So we have hours there. We pray for 1 hour. You take 2 hours. You take 3 hours. You take after that. You calculate all. So by the 21 days, you look at it if you have been able to achieve your 70 hours of prayer or not. So you can come to Pastor Joe for a copy. Amen.
Share, 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 share. Yes, we just cut. Someone just cut and share it. But we don't do that. Cut it well, please. Please, cut it well. Look at when you take the tongue. The Holy Spirit is still here, tell you.
Now,
take it. Okay.
Now,
take it. I would like to.